coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Good morning and welcome to the Charleston Gaslighters Prep Sports Report. Our little buddy Mark, who you see eye to eye with.
I do see eye to eye with him.
He's on assignment and he's running a doggone golf tournament, bless his heart. And you know what?
He's loving every minute.
He loves every second of it, and I'd be there too if it weren't for this doggone an old farm boy falling off the back of a turnip truck.
Yeah.
But good luck to Randy today, and we're excited for him. And boy, they just do such a great job with the GCGA. And guys, have a great day out at a great golf course, Magnolia Grove, and it's a great day for those guys. It's the culmination of the year long tournament, and so Randy is on assignment, and we sure do miss him because he likes to talk.
He does, and he does a good
he
job.
He does a great job. He's fabulous with it, and but we're glad he's out doing something that he really, really loves almost as much as he does radio. History was made last night, Mark. It was
yes,
made
it was.
Last night. And I know your heart is just like a lot of us, having worked for Terry Curtis, and so excited for Terry to be able to break break the record. All records are made to be broken.
Right.
And those of us who know Buddy Anderson and love Buddy Anderson, doggone it, he's just, you know, he slid by, but we'll never, ever, ever forget that he was at one time the winningest coach in Alabama.
Absolutely, and I guarantee you those folks in Vestavia won't ever forget.
No, sir.
And, you know, Buddy Anderson was one of my favorite people on this planet, and always has been since my very first job interview.
Yep.
Back in 1982, and you know, he did a great job there. We all know all the things that Buddy's done. And then I had the opportunity to work for Coach Curtis for a couple of years at UMS, right? What a blessing that was for me in my life. And to be a part of that staff for a little bit. And you were there, Rick. We had a good time. And but, man, yeah, I'm so proud for Coach Curtis. Well-deserved accomplishment and milestone in his life. And, you know, the thing about it is UMS just, you know, just keeps on rolling.
Yeah.
Under his leadership, they do it every year. Even in bad years for him or UMS, they're right there. You know, I remember what first time they went to 5A, they ended the season like 5-5, 6-4, or something like that, and ran to the third round of the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, because Coach Curtis does a great job, one of the great play callers on Friday night that I've ever been around. And he just does a great job with that program, and we're proud for him.
Very, very happy. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. Our son Clay is listening in Atlanta, and I guarantee you he'd be the first one to call Coach Curtis and tell him that. Great respect for Terry, and, you know, I get a little emotional talking about it.
Yeah, I know you do. Jeez. I would, too.
Man.
I tell you, because, you know, when we talk about our kids and people who mean something to them, you know, we both know who have meant something in our children's lives, and that means a lot to us, that other people have had an influence for the positive in their lives, and it helps me, you know,
me
every single day. I think
me
about
too.
That all the time, Coach, and it's ain't no wrong getting emotional about that, partner, not a bit.
Let's do this. Let's do the scores. Let's give everybody across the state some scores, and we're excited about that. We'll let Kenny Chesney bring us in and just give these scores out. And I'll go through 7A and 6A, and Mark would chime in here in a second. But in 7A, we only had 8 games played. Auburn 35, Fairhope 17, Central of Phoenix City 58, Mary Montgomery 7. Please don't let that
– No, sir.
Don't let that – play into how you feel about what Zach Golson and those guys have done at Mary Montgomery, because what a great year they've had. And you folks out in Sims, you do everything in the world to keep Zach Golson and that staff there, because it is something special. I can tell you as an old coach looking from the outside, Mark, I know you'll agree with this.
Yes, sir.
What a great job Zach and that staff have done. Dothan High, 42. Foley, 28. Enterprise, 35. Baker, 26. Hewitt Trustful, 38. Florence, 20. Hoover, 45. Bob Jones, 19. Thompson, 34. Huntsville, 0. Vestavia Hills. Boy, look at this.
I know.
Man, I'm so proud of Robert Evans at Vestavia. 52, Austin, 10. And there's another sweep for that what, Region 3 up in Birmingham, well, or two or three. It's Region 2,
there
I think.
There was two sweeps last night in 7A.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the our region down here got swept, and so did the north section.
Yeah,
so the southernmost and the northernmost section got swept.
Yeah. But we got eight good teams left, so it's going to be fun watching.
Yes,
in 6A, Centerpoint, 26, Jackson Olin, 8. Decatur, 31, Fort Payne, 8. Gadsden City, 41, Cubman, 24, Gardendale, 31, Oxford, 14, Hartsell, 52, Buckhorn, 7, Hillcrest, 38, Calera, 0. Mark, they lost their quarterback last week and their best running back.
I know. So man, they got a good little ball club.
Boy, I'm telling you, Coach Mitchell does a great job over there at Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. Homewood, 35, McAdory, 30, Ben Bergeson, great win for Ben there. Hueytown, 56, our boys at Benjamin Russell, 28. But Smitty's had a
great
Smitty Grider's done a great job.
Year for
yes,
them.
Sir. No, they're all excited. Our buddies, I know Randy Lee and Brett Pritchard, they're all excited about what's going
on
there. Mountain Brook, 44, Pinson Valley, 7. Congratulations to our buddy Chris Yeager. Muscle Shoals, 58, Hazel Green, 7. Scott Baston, great win for Scott. Here's the upset, Mark.
Man.
Boy, did I put my foot in my mouth.
Well, I did too.
Good gracious alive.
Never saw that coming.
Parker, 7. Defending 6A state champion, Clay Chalkville, 6. But, boy, Drew Gilmer's done a great job at Clay Chalkville.
Yes.
But, boy, they played a group of athletes last night. You know how
and
that
And I'll tell
goes.
You what, it's good to see a Birmingham City school win a big game in a playoffs. It's especially Parker.
Yes.
I think about those days back in the 80s with
Cecil
Leonard.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, that's good stuff.
That's fun for those kids. Big time win.
Yeah, it is.
Mike Vickery, Pelham,
yes.
44, Northridge, 14. And that's Mike played
school,
his old team.
His old school.
That's pretty cool. And they'll be here next week, by the way. They'll be playing St. Paul's.
That's right, they will.
They
come to St. Paul's.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about that in a second. Yep. Pike Road, 22, Spanish Fort, 21. On pins and needles, hoping Spanish Fort would win that last night. But
me too.
Pike Road comes back late and scores a touchdown and wins at 22-21.
Good year for Chase and those guys.
Oh, yeah, great
Spanish
job, Fort. Chase Smith. And congratulations to Ed Rigby at Pike Road. New coach coming in from Eufaula. His wife's the head ladies basketball coach at Troy, by the way. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that's really why he wanted the job.
Well, I guess
He wouldn't have to be living away from his wife there. And then Sarah Land, 48, Wetumpka, 14. Congratulations to Jeff and Brett Boutwell and all those guys out there. I think one of the big upsets of the whole state last night was the St. Paul Saints. Ham Barnett in his first year goes to Carver Montgomery and shuts him out 13-0.
And I'll tell you something, Carver Montgomery's got two of the best football players in the country.
Yeah, Smith and Russo.
And for St. Paul's to go up there and do what they had a great game plan. And, of course, Ham's a defensive guy.
Man.
And, you know, I'm so tickled for Ham and his humble heart, the way he does things. I appreciate who he is and what he does, and a big win for them last night.
You're going to get a chance to talk to him at 8:45. That's a great thing. And then you look down at Theodore. Theodore, 35. Sydney Lanier, 20. Congratulations to our buddy, Coach Collier, Eric Collier.
Yep.
Good win there, pal. All right, in 5A, and I'll try to get through this quick, Charlie. Arab, 54. East Limestone, 14. Beauregard, 35. Marbury, 6. Beauregard will come to Irvin S. Cooper Stadium next week to play Terry Curtis's UMS Wright Bulldogs. Central Clay County, 50. Hopeful, 0. Keep an eye on Danny Horn. Charles Henderson, 20. Williamson, 16. Great, great, great year for our buddy Antonio Coleman over there. Demopolis, 48. Elmore County, 28. Faith Academy, 21. Eufaula, 15. Congratulations, Jack French. Gulf Shores, 42. Carroll of Ozark, 10. Gunnersville, 24. Fairview, 13. Leeds, 34. Fairfield, 13. Moody, 29. Jasper, 21. Pleasant Grove, 43. Alexandria, 14. Ramsey, 61. Southside Gadsden, 25. Russellville 63, Boaz 10, Scottsboro 45, Brewer 14, Tallahassee 49, Selma 16, and UMS Wright 56, Headland 13. When we come back, Mark, we'll go 5A, 4A, mm-hmm. and
4A, 3A, 2A.
There's some interesting scores coming up in 4A, I can tell you that. Yep. We'll be right back with the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it.
Well, welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, and today's show is in honor of Alabama's all-time winningest high school football coach, Terry Curtis of UMS Wright. Congratulations to Coach Curtis and his entire staff. And, you know, Mark, before we finish these scores, it's so nice to see Terry's got former players. It makes up about 80% of his staff, to
right.
be honest with you. And isn't that wonderful to see Grant Barber and to see Brock Reeves out there? You got Brandon Dean, who played for Terry. Just a great group of young coaches. And what Terry's doing is he's getting them ready for
right.
tomorrow, the next generation of coaches to come in. It's wonderful to see. By the way, saw Don last night, and when Don Jennings is there, it sure brings back a lot of memories for us old coaches. Man, had wonderful years coaching with him, but, boy, just to see him there was great, along with his son, Dan, who's the assistant general manager of the Washington, whatever they call themselves now, but the Washington baseball team now. So, but congratulations to Terry, and this show is today in honor of Coach Terry Curtis. Mark, let's start with 4A.
All right. In 4A, American Christian 16, Munford 13, Andalusia 25, Jackson 10, Anniston 52, Sipsey Valley 0, Booker T. Washington, 46. Orange Beach, 43. At Orange Beach, kind of an upset.
That
there.
Is kind of an upset.
Catholic Montgomery, and they are as good as advertised.
Yeah.
Bayside Academy, 13. Cherokee County, 47. Corner, 10. Deschler, 68. Madison County, 34. Dora, 34. Good Hope, 6. Etowah, 42. Northside, 21. Hanley, 46. West Blockton, 6. Jacksonville, 35, Bibb County, 28, Oneonta, 56, Haleyville, 14, Priceville, 49, Central Florence, 28, Randolph, 54, Rogers, 8, T.R. Miller, 41, Montgomery Academy, 13, West Morgan, 27, Westminster Christian, 7. In 3A, Alabama Christian, 63, Randolph County, 30, Colbert County, 57, J.B. Pennington, 20, Dadeville, 33, Southside Selma, 8, Geraldine, 24, Winfield, 8, Gordo, 50, Ohatchee, 6, Lauderdale County, 41, Vinemont, 7, Madison Academy, 49, Phil Campbell, 28, Mars Hill, 62, Danville, 7, Mobile Christian goes to Houston Academy and wins 30-3 against previously unbeaten Houston Academy, 30-3. Piedmont, Lord of mercy, Rick, they're back
yep.
again. 61, Oakman 0.
That's Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Count on him. He's going to be there late.
Believe
That's right.
When he gets playoff time, they're yep. rolling. Pike County, 42. XL, 14. That was a little surprising to
yep.
me. XL's had a fabulous year there, and they have just done a great job in their region. And then Pike County comes in and beats them 42-14.
For our affiliates in Sylacauga, that's a Sylacauga product coming and coaching at XL now. I want to say Jason Phillips, but Jason is the head coach there, grew up in Sylacauga, now the head coach at XL. Mighty proud of him and the job that he's done there.
He's done he went to, I think he was at Sarah Land,
as
middle school coach,
yep.
and then got that job there at XL and has done a really good job. Our buddy Jimmy Perry, St. James, 54. Walter Welborn, 7. Keep an eye on St.
Yep.
James. I got a feeling they're going to make a run for it. Sylvania, 35. Fayette County, 6. Thomasville, 20. Strawn, 9. Trinity, 37. Sachs, 0. W.S. Neal, a big win, 27. Op, 13.
That's Hugh Fountain. Hugh Fountain's one of the old guys, old-time coaches, goes into W.S. Neal, kind of flips that kind of, they've had some muddy water around there. They play the Battle of Muddy Creek. That's where that
Murder Creek.
And Murder Creek, I'm sorry. And T.R. Miller kind of had their way with them last week.
They did.
But Hugh and W.S. Neal.
Turned around.
Yeah,
he
Hugh
does.
And W.S. Neal defeated Mike Dubose's Op Bobcats last night.
Big win for them.
Big win.
In 2A, Aliceville, 62, west end of Walnut Grove.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yes, sir.
It's a neat little
place.
Neat
little place.
13, Ayrton, 61, Chickasaw, 22. B.B. Comer, 45, Lynette, 20.
And, Mark, let me tell you about B.B. Comer last night. Their coach has been out all week with the flu.
Oh, no.
So congratulations to their entire staff.
Absolutely.
Their staff did a great job getting B.B. Comer ready to beat Coach Story and his guys at Lynette. That's a big win for the B.B. Comer Tigers.
And, you know, kudos to B.B. Comer's staff.
Yes, sir.
When your head coach hires a staff, he hires guys that wants to do, you know, can do the job. And then when he's there, you pick up the slack and roll for him, and that's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt.
Clark County, 27. Cottonwood, 7. Falkville, 42. Collinsville, 7. Fife, rolling again, 55. Red Bay, 8. Good Lord.
The
boys at Fife, Alabama, they don't mess around.
Nope.
All right, G.W. Long, 19. St. Luke, 16. Good ball game there. Highland Home, 29. Isabella, 21. Lexington, 49. North Sand Mountain, 14. Pisgah, 40. Hatton, 20. Realtown, 49. Thorsby, 6. Southeastern, 16. Lamar County, 7. Tuscaloosa Academy, 42. Locust Fork, 28. Vincent, 36. Laverne, 35. Wicksburg, 34. J.U. Blackshire, 7. And Winston County, 50. Cleveland, 14.
Man, Cleveland in the finals last year. I want to give – you know, Mark, we're not caller-generated, and we usually don't take a lot of calls, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do now. In this segment, if you want to call and say a word about Terry Curtis, feel free to do that. And, we got a lot of other stuff to do, but if you played for Terry at one of the other schools or even played for him at UMS Wright, we got time to take a call if you would like to say something to honor Coach Curtis, because it's certainly a day that we're honoring him here on Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. Just became the winningest coach in high school football history at UMS Wright. And that number is 251-343-0106. Any words you'd like to say about Terry Curtis, feel free to do that during this segment. 251-343-0106. In 1A, Addison, 66, Appalachian, 22, Brantley, 39, Choctaw, 3, Coosa Christian, 51, Hackleberg, 8. That was, to me, Hackleberg had a great year. Good win for Coosa Christian. Elba, 42, Southern Choctaw, 20, big number 89. I'll be mighty happy there. Leroy, 47, Georgiana, 12, Linden, 54, Autogaville, 8, Lochapoca, 28, Keith, 24, Lynn, 42, Donahoe, 0, Maplesville, 55, R.C. Hatch, 8, Marion County, 59, Raglan, 22, Meek, 46, Cedar Bluff, 6, Millery, 55, Floralla, 7, and Pickens County, 34, Wadley, 15, Spring Garden, 35, South Lamar, 7, Sweetwater, 48, Vermina, 8, and Valley Head, 61, Phillips Bear Creek, 20. Again, that number, if you'd like to say something about Coach Curtis, 251-343-0106. Now, Mark, as we go, let's go through this next week's itinerary and give you the matchups. In 7A, Dothan travels to Auburn. Enterprise goes to Central of Phenix City. And this is just Region 2 and 3 playing each other. Hewitt Trustful is at Hoover, and Vestavia Hills is at Thompson. In 6A, Centerpoint is at Hartsell, Gardendale at Decatur, Hueytown at Theodore, Mountain Brook at Gadsden, Muscle Shoals at Parker, Pelham at St. Paul's, Pike Road at Homewood, Saraland at Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa. In 5A, Beauregard travels to Irvin S. Cooper Stadium to play UMS Wright. Charles Henderson is at Tallahassee. Demopolis at Faith Academy. Congratulations to Jack French. Great win last night. Gulf Shores is at Central of Clay County. Moody is at Arab. Pleasant Grove at Russellville. Ramsey at Gunnersville. Scottsboro at Leeds. I'm going to do 4A, Mark, and we'll do the others on the other side and let you handle those. Andalusia travels to Tuscaloosa to play American Christian. Anniston goes to Booker T. Washington in Tuskegee. Catholic of Montgomery travels to Jacksonville. Etowah is at undefeated Deschler. Hanley is at T.R. Miller. Priceville, undefeated as well, is at Aniana. Randolph is at Dora. And West Morgan is at Cherokee County. Now, we'll give you the 3A, 2A, and 1A matchups. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us at 251-343-0106. Or if you want to talk about Terry Curtis, we sure would, as we're honoring Terry Curtis this morning on Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lantern's Prep Sports Report. Mark Lassiter, Rick Cleveland, Randy Bergen's on assignment. He's playing golf.
Yes. No, he's working.
Well, yeah, that's right. But he's playing golf because he's working, because he's running the tournament. Right. But he gets to play as well, and that excites us because he's that man's working about four different jobs and keeping Boom's Kitchen going. If you get a chance, go by up on the hill at Spanish Fort and check out Boom's Kitchen. Something special, I can tell you that. This guy right here we're about to talk to, Ronnie Cottrell, what a football coach he is, and what a great season they've had despite having to forfeit four games early in the year. Sure. His team's now 4-7, but we know they're much better than that. They were a four seed going into the playoffs, Mark, and they knock off undefeated Houston Academy. Eddie Brundage done such a great job there.
Yes, he has.
But we got Ronnie on. And, Ronnie, congratulations, pal. I know it was a long night, but it was a great trip home, pal.
Rick, it was. I'm sorry. I want to just comment on what you said about Eddie Brundage. The job they've done at Houston Academy has been incredible. Don Jacobs is his offense coordinator and, you know, former quarterback at Alabama. And Kevin Jackson is his defensive coordinator. And he and I coached together at Bryan. He was an All-American at Alabama. But they have done a phenomenal job. And I think that's what made it so sweet, Rick. I mean, it was a huge win for us.
Yeah.
And we've just had a lot of adversity this year, and for us to go over there and take them out, it was a huge win for us.
You know, Ronnie, I was thinking about you guys throughout the season, and I knew that this team you had was a team that we all had built kind of last year as a young group, and went through some trials and tribulations as a young team in 4A last year, and then getting back into 3A this year. And, man, like you said, the adversity sets in. I got to tell you, pal, I don't know how you did it. That's a tough, tough thing, you know, to be sitting there where you were and then have the unfortunate thing take place with a player, and then you have to forfeit those games and yet get ready to play the remainder of the season. Tell us a little bit about that and how those kids bought in that last four games of the season.
Well, we found out on Wednesday at 6 o'clock on the Hillcrest week. So when we left practice, they told us we were going to have to forfeit games, and we still had to play Hillcrest, one of the best teams in our region. And Thursday, you know, they came in practice, but Friday there was just a hollowness to our team, if you know what I'm saying. We get over there and we lose in overtime, but I mean, just morale was just not good. But after that, our senior guys, we got a great senior group of kids, just kept playing, and quite frankly, what we did is we just talked to them about, guys, in life, This is a man thing. This is something that happens to you when you're a man. We just have to deal with it now. You know, God uses the toughest situations to make us better. And I just felt like that, you know, my dad always told me growing up, when things seem to be the worst they can be, you got to be your best. And that's what these kids have done. We're a very unselfish football team right now. I mean, we play a lot of people, and people don't really care who gets the credit. So hopefully we can continue this. Trinity is an outstanding football team. They're 9-2. They've got a great football coach. Granger Shook was a longtime assistant coach for Mike Turk there at Huntington. And, boy, they bring it. But I don't know, Rick, if I'd bet against this team. I mean, they just have really got it right now. They got great heart, and they play hard. And hopefully our staff will put a plan together again, and we can go win another one. But at least we're here, you know. At least we're here now.
That's right. Well, Ronnie, you obviously – and we're talking to Ronnie Cottrell, the head football coach at Mobile Christian – you look at your attack last night, and it was a balanced attack. You had almost 300 yards total offense. You had 137 yards passing, 144 yards on the ground. But one of the things that stands out to me is you held a Houston Academy team that had been so proficient to only 129 yards with a guy who is, as you said before, Don Jacobs, a wonderful, wonderful coordinator. And boy, to hold them to 129 total yards, you got a defensive coordinator that has done an amazing job there. And, you know, Houston Academy had 51 offensive snaps. Your guys only had 36 snaps, and you win the game something like, what, 30-3. So that says a lot for balanced offensive attack, and then your defense did an amazing job.
Well, you know what even made it more incredible? We returned a punt for a touchdown to start the scoring. I mean, it had been a back-and-forth two series for both of us. Both defenses held, and Aaron Rodgers returned a punt 50 yards for a touchdown. Boy, it just really gave us a boost. But I agree with you. Charles Lawson, my defensive coordinator, he played at Southern Miss. He's been with me the whole time we've been here. Gus Smith was my defensive coordinator for years here. When Gus left to go to Jackson and then to Gordo, Charles took over, and he had those kids ready. The difference in the game, that we had two really outstanding efforts. Jackson Roberts, who plays nickel backer for us and plays right safety and corner, we move around a lot, just had a phenomenal game. But Sterling Dixon, oh, my gosh, he was just incredible last night. He had six sacks in the game, which, you know, I've coached a long time. I've never known a kid to have that many sacks.
Wow.
And that was exactly what we needed against this team. Their quarterback was outstanding, and he's a 10th grader, but he's a great player. And the whole defense kept pressure on him to where he was uncomfortable. Rick, you used to say, and you used to talk about affecting the quarterback. Sometimes you can't get to him, but you got to affect him.
Right. Right.
And we did, and that helped us so much in this ball game.
We're talking to Ronnie Cottrell, the head football coach at Mobile Christian. His team traveled to Houston last night. Yes, talking about the Circle City, and it's got a little bit of got some faith connotations there, Ronnie. As you well know, Scripture tells us, let us go to Dothan. And boy alive, did Mobile Christian go to Dothan, and they followed the word and defeated a number one seed in Houston Academy. And I want to give just so much credit to Eddie Brundage. Been around a long time. Long time coach with Jamie Riggs. And so, Ronnie, yes, I know that's a big win for you. But I do want to do this. And I know you mentioned Granger Shook. Granger Shook is a young head coach. He's an alumnus of Trinity. Played there for Randy Ragsdale, went on and coached with our buddy Mike Turk at Huntington, and what a great job Granger's done, and that should be a wonderful matchup. But, Ronnie, we're honoring Terry Curtis this morning. He broke the record of the winningest coach in the state of Alabama high school history. just wanted you to say a word because I know you and Terry speak frequently, and you consider him a dear friend.
I do. And, you know, I kind of feel like the Washington Generals when I play him, though. That's a team that usually played the Harlem Globetrotters for you young guys. But, now he is absolutely the finest football coach, I think, high school coach I've ever been around. And he always tells you what he's thinking, and it's the truth, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he has been such a good guy to me through the years. I got to know him a lot better after I went to Florida State. You know, I knew who he was, but I got to know about him. And we signed players that he coached and recruited guys he coached. But I don't know if anybody's doing a better job than him right now. And I don't know who it is. In the Bible, the word they use is wisdom.
Right.
And wisdom only comes from experience. And I think that's what makes him so special. I mean, he's had teams that didn't have a lot of talent he won with, and he's had teams that were great that he won with. But there was an old saying that he's a coach that could take yours and beats you, and he could take his and beats you. And
that's
I'm
a
just
good
so proud of him, man.
Yeah, I know you are, Ronnie. And
you know, he's one of those guys you're just happy for. I send him texts all the time congratulating him. And he's still a humble guy, you know, about the stuff. So I'm just very happy for here. Congratulations, Coach Curtis, and the UMS Wright Bulldogs. Boy, they are just rocking on.
Well, Ronnie, we want to thank you for taking time out this morning. I know it was a long drive home, but it was a sweet drive having a victory like that. And Mobile Christian will host Trinity next week, and that's going to be a great homecoming again for the Leopards as y'all get to play at home in a second round. And we want you to know how proud and happy we are for you and your team.
Well, can I just say one
more
thing?
Yes, sir.
You know,
please do.
Yeah. We've been talking a lot about as iron sharpens iron, so should we.
Right.
As brothers and whatever. But I just encourage everybody that's out there, if you don't have a team to go to, we'd love for you to come over to Mobile Christian Thursday or Friday of this week. But get out and see a game. High school sports is such a special, special activity, and it affects these kids for their whole life. I mean, these life experiences they never forget. And there's no better time in a season than playoffs.
Right,
so, that's right.
All right.
Appreciate what y'all do, Rick.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Appreciate what y'all do.
We got to get out of here.
Thank you, buddy.
Congratulations. God bless. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be back with more on the Charleston Gasliners Prep Sports Report.
Keep up with PSR every day. Follow Prep Sports Report online at facebook.com/PrepSportsReport 1065. Follow on Twitter at twitter.com/PSR_1065. The Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report is live every Saturday morning beginning at 8. Now back to the show.
Well, I sure do hate to interrupt Boz, but we got to. We got a caller on the line that we're going to get to second, but we're going to get to Ham Barnett first because what a great win. And Ham has got he's got a meeting coming up here real quick on a Zoom call, so we're going to touch base with Ham Barnett. Good morning, Coach. Congratulations on a tremendous, tremendous win for the Saints at Crampton Bowl in Montgomery last night. Ham Barnett.
It was a great team win for our guys. They were very resilient last night. You know, the last half of the season, I really saw some, you know, spurts of us being a good football team. And the defense has really come on in the second half of the season. And last night we had, you know, probably we put everything together, especially defensively, and go up to the Crampton Bowl and play a good Carver football team. You know, it was really special. Also to get that first playoff win under my belt too, and just to see the excitement of the kids and They realized all the hard work they put in was worth it, and so man, it was a really fun night for us last night.
You know, Ham, I know, and I know I share this with Mark. When we looked at your season at the beginning of the year in 6A and a new coach coming in, and you know, it would have been tough to win 3-4 games, many people thought, but here you are, you're in the second round of the playoffs, and for you to have your guys to have won 6 games in 6A, you and your staff certainly deserve recognition as being part of the coaching staff of the year in the state of Alabama. Such a great, great win for you guys.
It was, man, and our coaches do such a great job, and they work their tails off and get the kids ready. But, you know, the biggest thing that the guys that I hired, the guys that are already on staff, is building those relationships with those kids. You know, if a kid trusts you and knows that you love them, then they're going to play hard for you. And we've seen that this year. And it's special to me, too, because the senior class were freshmen when I came in. And so they knew what I was about and kind of what I believed in. And, you know, they've taken the bull by the horns, and the seniors really led this football team, especially second half of the year. And man, I'm just so proud to be their football coach.
Well, Ham, I'll tell you what, buddy, you've done a great job, and I'm just so appreciative of you and what you do, and you've always done ever since I've known you. And I'm looking forward to watching this next round against Pelham as they come to St. Paul's to play. And what are your thoughts? I know you probably hadn't had a chance to look at them a whole lot yet, but what are your thoughts about getting ready to play Pelham this week?
I don't really know much about them. You know, I knew if we beat Carver, we'd match up with Northridge or Pelham, and we don't really see much of their kind of football down here. So, I mean, our focus all last week was with Carver, and the week before that was Theodore. But, you know, I know Mike Dickery real well. You know, grew up kind of in the same circles with him. You know, he went to Mobile Christian, I went to McGill, but we ran in some of the same circles. And I've coached against him when I was at McGill and he was at Daphne. And then when he went to Northridge as the head football coach and I was a defensive coordinator at Theodore, he was actually the first game on our schedule when I got there. So I'm familiar with some things he does. It'll be good to see him too. And it's also great to just be at home again. We have not been home in about 4 weeks.
Right.
And so getting that home playoff game and having our crowd there and not having to leave our campus will be real special next week.
You know, Ham, I know you've got a virtual call coming up that you're really excited about. But we wanted to get you on this morning. I know you had a long night, but we are so excited for you and the St. Paul Saints. What a great job you and your staff have done. God bless you, and thank you for what you're teaching those kids. It's a spiritual happening every day with the St. Paul Saints, with Ham Barnett and his staff. And congratulations, pal.
Thank you so much, Rick. I appreciate y'all.
Take care.
Take care, buddy. Good luck.
Let's go to our phone lines and talk to David. David, good morning, pal.
Good morning, pal. How are you?
Oh, gosh. Live from Atlanta, Mark. Cumming, Georgia.
He got you.
Doggone it.
Gotcha.
That's good, Charlie. That's good. You threw me a curve. Clay, how you doing, pal? Good morning. God bless you, and I love you, pal.
Doing well. Love you, man. I just wanted to call in. I never do. Just wanted to tell you guys that y'all do an incredible job. I try to listen in every Saturday when I get the chance. But I just wanted to thank you guys for what you do. You do so much good for the community and for high school athletes, because we live in a world that's focused on the, you know, the 4 stars, the 5 stars, and really the only people that bring attention to the kids that, you know, really need it are you guys. So I just wanted to thank y'all for that. Call in and kind of surprise you and give you a hard time. So.
Well, you did surprise me, you rascal. I'm telling you. And those two great grandchildren, I hope you'll give them a hug for me. And it's always good to hear your voice, pal. But boy, we had a lot of upsets last night. And I know you're excited.
Yeah, you did. You had a lot of upsets.
Yeah.
You had our old friend Ronnie on earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could tell a lot of stories about old Ronnie.
sitting in your living room.
He's done a great job. Let me say something about Mark. Mark, I met your son a few weeks ago at Old Time Feed and Seed.
Oh, really?
Yep. And very nice young man. Did a good job.
You're getting me and Mark torn up now.
Man,
boy.
I appreciate that. Clay, you don't know how much that means to me. I mean,
he's a good young man. He took care of us. He's very humble, very polite, and just a good man. So, well done on your part.
Thank you, buddy. That means a lot, pal.
He's like you, Clay. He's got a great mama.
Absolutely
he's,
correct.
He's very well raised. Mama's raised those football playing sons while we're out chasing it.
I won't keep you guys long. Thank you for what you do. I appreciate it, and we love listening to you on Saturday mornings here in Cumming, Georgia.
Thank you, pal, and please give Brooke a hug for us.
Thank you for
we
making
love you,
our
pal.
Day.
I'll say War Eagle, and I'll say Go Tennessee.
There you go.
Oh, boy. Take care. God
wow.
bless.
All right. Bye. Boy,
we'll
what
see
a,
you.
What a blessing.
Yeah, that's –
God. Man, what a blessing that is. I'm just telling you, partner.
Boy.
Good right. job. Good job, Clay.
You think we can get through this
– I don't know, Coach.
We can get through 3A, and it's – Ooh, Lord, have mercy.
Where are we?
I'll start with 3A. I'll go with 3A. We'll go on down
all
from
right,
there.
Buddy.
In 3A, Pike County is at Alabama Christian. Mark, you know a lot about Alabama Christian. Yep. They got a quarterback that's about 6'11", it seems
Man,
like.
he can throw it.
Yeah,
Lord.
He sure can. Lauderdale County goes to Gordo to visit Gus Smith, and that we're really pulling for Gus in that one. Mars Hill, there's that triple option, wing tee, whatever you want to call it.
Wing tee, buddy.
But I can tell you this, you better read the guards. Now, they may fake fool you every once in a while, but they're going where the guards are going. I can tell you that. They go to Geraldine. Piedmont, there's Steve Smith, goes to Colbert County. Colbert County, boy, those guys are playing in the memory of Coach Don Creasy.
Yeah.
And, they are really playing hard. So Piedmont has to go to Colbert County in Leighton, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Piedmont is a good football team, but I'm telling you, they'll have their hands full at Colbert County. St. James, boy, Jimmy Perry, we're excited and proud for him, is at W.S. Neal. Sylvania is at Madison Academy, our buddy Bob Godsey. Thomasville is at Dadeville. And Trinity, as we talked earlier, Craig Shook. No, that's Granger Shook. Goes to Mobile Christian to play Ronnie Cottrell's Lepers. Now, folks, when we return, you don't want to miss this guy. This guy had over 300 yards rushing last night for the UMS Wright Bulldogs. We got probably one of the hottest running backs in the state of Alabama coming up at 9:05. Cole Blaylock from UMS Wright. We'll be back with more Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
It's time for the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lessiter.
All right, welcome back to the Charleston Lanterns Gas Prep Sports Report, and can't cut the doobies off.
No,
sir. Can't cut them off. Cole Blaylock needs to listen to some of that music.
He needs to learn a little bit
about
it.
Yeah, he needs a little
about
that music. He's got a lot of country music, I promise you. He's playing when he's out on a boat fishing, and that's probably what he's going to do a lot of today. This kid, he didn't run the ball, but 17 times last night for 302 yards and 4 touchdowns. That's just getting to be us in every week.
It is.
I'm telling you, this kid is he's something special. And I get a little emotional talking about this kid because I'm telling you, he's a competitor. And the best thing about him, he's a great teammate. He cares a lot more about those 5 offensive linemen than he does about his stats. And that's just something special. How you doing, kid? Good morning.
Morning. I'm doing great.
You sore?
A little bit. Not too bad at all.
Talk about last night, because all of you guys knew that this was a chance to break the record for your head football coach. How was that talked about a bunch among the players? I know Terry never talks. He just doesn't talk about it. Was that talked about among your offensive line and all your teammates?
I mean, a little bit. It wasn't too much, because we were small and winning the game. But, I mean, it was spread out here and there.
You know, Cole, when they score first, they score early. And, I mean, like on the third play from the line of scrimmage. And you guys go down, you take it right straight back down at them and score and tie it up. Is there any hesitation in everything that y'all did? Was there anything that y'all talked about, or was it just we're just going to go to work and do what we do, and that's what we'll do? Any talk about that?
That's pretty much what it was. Our line, man, they blew some stuff open. It was ridiculous. Then we knew we could be physical with them, and that's what we did. We went out there and did it.
You know, I've been watching you play since – I was watching you play in P.E. when you was a little bitty fella, when I was there at UMS, and I've just watched you grow up. And, man, I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of the – not just as much the football player that you are as the young man you are as well and how you carry yourself. You know, people watch when you don't think anybody's watching. That's what you do such a great job of, and taking care of your – that's why your teammates play with you as hard as they do. And that means a lot to a football team. So as you go into every week and you prepare for the week with your guys around you, what's kind of the – as y'all get ready for the week, what's kind of the mood with your football teammates in the locker room as y'all get ready to prepare every week about how y'all prepare? You know, is it other outside influences messing y'all up, or – are you able to stay focused? Does everybody help one another focus in? Because that's a big deal in the playoffs. Everybody staying focused for each game.
Yes, sir. We definitely are able to stay focused. We kind of keep each other focused with that. And honestly, we honestly play better when we're a little bit lighthearted. Like, when we have fun, we play a lot better. That's part of what was happening last night, too. In the first, like, quarter, I think it was tied 7-7. And then I was just like, guys, we just got to have fun. We went up there and we had fun, and showed it for itself right there.
We're talking to Cole Blalock, a running back. Heck, Coach, he could play.
He can play any position he wants.
They put him in that package when they're late in the game, trying to preserve a win or whatever, and put him back there in the secondary. And he's a verbal commitment to the University of South Alabama. And, you know, Cole, when you talk about this football team, you got to talk just a little bit about that offensive line, because – you know, when I look out there and I see the kids that are playing out there, you look at kids that really, you sometimes wonder how they do what they do, because they're so well coached. And Brandon Dean and Steve Campbell do such a good job with that offensive line. But you look at kids like Drew Crane and Liston Peterson and Jack Otts and those guys. It's got to be a special bond between you and those guys. Have you ever taken them fishing?
I have not taken them fishing yet, unfortunately. But they're going to be pretty happy Monday because they get donuts.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go. That's a special thing, because, you know, and the thing that impresses me the most is I watch film on this young man, Mark. And Cole, comment on this, because you really get behind your blockers and you use them. You might push one here or there, but you cut off of them so well, and your vision is so good. I know Terry and I have talked about that. Just unbelievable vision. Talk a little bit about, as soon as you get the ball deep in the backfield, what's the first thing you're looking at?
I'm honestly just looking at the line to see which way they take them. And then after that, it's just like, because usually there's a hole there. I usually don't have to look too hard for it. But after that, you just hit it, and sometimes it busts, sometimes it gets 5 or 6 yards. You never really know. Last night it just happened to bust a lot, because they were moving them like you could drive a truck through most of those. It was ridiculous.
You know, Cole, this is something people need to know as they listen across the state of Alabama. You love to fish. And that's a family thing with your family, you and Mikey and Allison, y'all, you just love to fish. And I would imagine at some point this weekend you're going to have a fly rod or a fishing pole or something in your activities. Talk just a little bit about family and how your family is so close. He's got a sister that's a heck of an athlete as well, I can tell you that. And if she were a guy, she'd be a heck of a football player, I can tell you. But talk a little bit about that fellowship that y'all have as a family, and it's based around being together and fishing together and just having a blast. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, man, that's who I credit most of my success to. I'll tell him I really would not be anywhere near where I am today. The person I am, and maybe just about everything. I mean, without them, I wouldn't be anywhere. We are a pretty tight-knit family. I mean, the fishing definitely helped that. You know, even when I was mad at my dad, we could still go fishing and it would be all right. You know, just stuff like that, it happens. But they're the reason I'm here.
You know, long-time coaching family.
Yes.
His daddy, Mike, he's a softball coach and helps Kevin Raley in middle school football. And Allison was a longtime softball coach and just a heck of an athlete in her own right. And when you look at them, you look at Hope, his sister Hope, is a tremendous athlete. It's just and Cole, it's hard for me. It's really hard for me to do this interview because I love this kid so much. You gave up basketball. And one of your dearest friends is a basketball player there at UMS, and lost his dad a couple of years ago. And the relationship that you've had with him and how you just drew closer to him, and you kind of just – you and your family just kind of gravitated to him and treat him like family. Talk just a little bit about that relationship.
Well, man, think about it. Bridges pretty much his family. We were best friends from the sixth grade on. Right when he came here, I mean, he's one of my best buddies. He's one of the reasons I love basketball. I mean, I didn't even play it up until then, until I started playing seventh grade with you.
And
he's definitely one of my best friends, and it just kind of worked out like that. A tough kid.
And we're talking about Bridges Simmons, who's committed to the University of Mobile. Let's talk just a little bit about your future, Cole. You've committed to Kane Womack at University of South Alabama. Talk a little bit about that and what you hope for in the future.
Man, he is a fantastic person. Like, genuinely, he could walk into my house right now and we could strike up a conversation and talk for 2 hours. Like, that's honestly, like, what made me commit so fast was the coaching staff and just how down-to-earth everybody was over there. I mean, and it's showing. They're having a great season. They just got eligible for bowl games, like, already.
Right.
I mean, this program's really looking really – it's looking good, and I'm really excited to be a part of it, for sure.
Well, Cole, I know that had a great team win last night. Tremendous individual performance, which I know is least of importance to you. It's all about winning. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Mark, this guy's got a tremendous career in front of him,
he
and
does.
I can't wait to see him
Me
as
too.
It develops. But let's play out this football season, and then he'll play baseball. He's a two-sports star and does well. But, Cole, thank you. After a great night in high school football, I know the next one up now. You got Beauregard and they're coming to Cooper Stadium. I know you're excited about that.
Already looking at him.
I hear you, buddy. He's already looking at him. Hey, you take care. Please give Hope a hug. Tell your mom and dad we're so very proud of you and for your family. Take care. God bless, and we'll see you next time.
Yes, sir. Stay catch.
Take care.
Take care, buddy.
Cole Blaylock. Something special.
Yeah,
buddy. That whole family's something special. So happy for Mikey and Hope and Allison. We'll be back with more Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
Fantastic service. High quality work. Looks fresh off the showroom floor. Highly recommended. Premier Collision always takes great care of me and my family, as well as my friends that I send to see our buddy Chris Garris. Excellent customer service, and the quality of work was great. Who are they talking about? They're talking about Chris Garris and Premier Collision over at 1177 Sledge Drive. Now, if you have a breakdown, if you have any kind of automobile collision, you got repairs that need to be done, you want to call our buddy Chris Garris at 1177 Sledge Drive right here in Mobile, Alabama. Premier Collision has been one of the most outstanding automotive repair shops in Mobile for many, many years. And Chris Garris has many years of helping people when they're in time of need. That's Premier Collision at 1177 Sledge Drive. You can call them at 251-478-4500. Appreciate everything Chris does for us here at Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report. Now, Mark, while you're trying to find what you're trying to find, we're going to go ahead and do the 2A and the matchups in 2A. B.B. Comer is at Wicksburg. Thoughtful goes to Aliceville. Fife, wow, they go to Winston County. G.W. Long goes to Realtown. Highland Home goes to Ayrton. Pisgah goes to Southeastern. You know where Southeastern is? I didn't know where that's one
know.
School I didn't know where it was. It's in Rimlap, Alabama.
Outside of Pinson?
Yep.
And Aniana right there?
Rimlap, right in that area. That's exactly right. Tuscaloosa Academy is at Lexington. I want to go back to Tuscaloosa Academy in just a minute. Vincent is at Clark County. Now, I don't know how many people know this, but, you know, Auburn just hired a new athletic director, a man by the name of John Cohen. John Cohen was a baseball coach at the University of Kentucky when I first met him, and then he went to Mississippi State as the head baseball coach there, had wonderful careers at both places. And after he did that, he took the athletic director's job at Mississippi State and did a great job as the athletic director at Mississippi State. Now, he's just been selected as the new athletic director at Auburn University. Excited for John Cohen, but you know, he grew up in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Went to Tuscaloosa Academy and was an outstanding athlete there. But there's a Tuscaloosa-bred young man who's now our athletic director at Auburn. It's not anything that a lot of people would care about, but excited for John Cohen. What a class act he is. And, boy, to grow up in Tuscaloosa around the University of Alabama and be able to come back to the state of Alabama as the athletic director at Auburn University. What a great, great journey John Cohen has had. And I can tell you, folks, having known John for quite a few years, we're mighty proud and glad to have John Cohen at the at Auburn University. In 1A, Addison goes to Lynn. Brantley is at Linden. Coosa Christian is at Spring Garden. Leroy is at Maplesville. Lochapoca is at Millry. Pickens County is at Meek. Sweetwater is at Elba. And Valley Head is at Marion County. Now, you know, we talked a little bit about this, and we didn't go into detail about it, but I do want to mention, you know, we've had a bunch of flu going around. And when you look at it debilitates you. But there is a coach down in our Sylacauga area by the name of Adam Fawcett. Adam Fawcett has just rebirthed that B.B. Comer Tiger football team. And they were the winners of Region 4 in 2A and had a great, great year. They went 8-2. They're now 9-2. They beat Cliff Story's Lynette team, who is a fabulous, fabulous football program. And just want to shout out to Coach Adam Fawcett. This entire week, he's been in the bed with flu. And the flu got him down. And we tried to talk to him on our High School Sports Today show, and he was just so weak. And when you could hear his voice, you knew that he was just as weak as he could be. But congratulations to B.B. Comer there in Sylacauga. And that whole football staff that just kind of came together and to practice and to put a game plan in for Lynette, which is one of the perennial 2A powers in the state of Alabama. But congratulations to Coach Adam Fawcett and those guys. Now, I do want to mention one of our sponsors. Local attorney Braxton Counts is a lobbyist in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C. Braxton has joined forces with former Tennessee Congressman Jimmy Duncan to assist you with government affair problems. Both of these gentlemen have great influence in both Montgomery and Washington, D.C., and many of you out there rely on either the state or the federal government for your businesses. Braxton and Jimmy can put you in front of the right people, and they can assist you in any way that you need to be assisted by staying in touch with those people that are their contacts in Montgomery and Washington. You know, we say it all the time. It's all about relationships, and both Braxton and Jimmy have those connections to assist you. Give Braxton Counts a call at 251-476-9900. You know, Mark, today we're honoring Coach Terry Curtis, who broke that record And I know you spent some quality time with him and with us at UMS Wright. But you've known Terry from a different perspective, too, as the president of the Alabama Coaches Association, Football Coaches Association. Talk just a little bit about your relationship with him, because you two guys have a very special bond.
It is a very special bond that Terry and I have, and it's Terry came to my aid at a time in my life when I was going through some things that were really difficult, and I had just retired from public education in Fairhope and stepped away for a little bit, and going through some troubles and trials and tribulations in my own life, and didn't know where I was headed, quite frankly, at the time. And Terry came to see me and said, if I can help you in any way, I will, Mark. I said, man, I appreciate it, Coach. And, you know, just let me know if something comes about that you think that I might be in or whatever. And that summer I turned 50. And my wife and I had gotten on a boat. She took me on a cruise. And Terry had called me while I was gone. And when we got into port is when I could finally pick up my phone calls and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a message on my answering machine on my phone, and it was Terry. And he said, Coach, I may have something for you. If you're interested, we're going to have a position for a middle school football coach and middle school basketball. Of course, he didn't know the trouble he was getting into in the last part of that deal. I was able to get back. We got back from our cruise, and, of course, I called Terry and told him I'd love to come talk with him. And he gave me a job there at UMS Wright, and I was able to continue to, of course, draw my retirement and whatever. But got to revitalize myself and
right.
really get back into what I got into this business for, was helping kids. And I got to work with a special group of kids for a couple of years there, and it was probably one of the most meaningful things that took place in my life. And Terry and Ed Lathan, the two of those guys, gave me that opportunity. And, you know, and I'll never forget that, because it helped me through a tough time in my life. And it just gave me the desire to coach again, and the I don't know what you would call it, the peace to know that, you know, coaching's not all about just – winning ball games. It's about winning kids and winning their hearts. I learned that during that time. And being with Terry, you know, him giving me that opportunity, something I can never, ever repay him for.
Right.
One of the most important things that took place in my life was that couple of years there with you, Rick, and Brett Boutwell and Brandon and Ooh. All those guys on that staff. And, man, they were some cards now. And working with Brent Daugherty, he and I did the football together. But it was a wonderful time for me.
Yep.
And I want to tell Terry, thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, pal.
He sure loves you. I can tell you that. And he's a wonderful man. We're proud to honor Coach Terry Curtis today. By the way, Cole Blaylock gets a family pack from Williamson Brothers Barbecue.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you, and he's going
to
love that.
I'm going to have to go
visit. We're going to get that sent to Cole real quick here. Williamson Brothers Barbecue coming to the Cole Blaylock and his mom and dad. We'll be back with more on the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
I get tickled being introduced as Randy. I like that.
You don't look like Randy.
Right in the middle of boss gags, I'm telling you. It's good stuff. You know, we got a regular listener, Sheila Lee, that listens to PSR. Been listening for a long time. Excuse me. She's been a little ill under the weather. I just wanted to know that we're thinking about her and hope things are getting better for her. And really appreciate she keeps us updated on Foley and Snook Academy, and really excited for what's going on down at Snook Academy. And, you know, we're talking playoffs here, Mark. And by the way, we got an entire segment here. If you'd like to call and tell how you feel, a good story about Terry Curtis, the lines are going to be wide open. Now, we don't do that very often, Mark. We probably haven't done that 10 times in 20-plus years. But the lines are wide open, and this number, 251-343-0106. If you'd like to say something to honor Terry Curtis this morning, we certainly will keep the lines open for you to do that. And 251-343-0106. And I think it's very fitting that we honor the state's all-time winningest coach this morning on PSR. That's 251-343-0106. Mark, we got some teams playing at home next week.
Yeah.
St. Paul's is at home this week as they will host – and let's look at this. They got Pelham. Mike Vickery comes to St. Paul's this week. That'll be Friday night at 7 o'clock. Also, Theodore, what a great job! I mean, a tremendous job that Coach Barnett has done. At St. Paul's, but also Theodore and Eric Collier. They're going to host Hueytown, and that should be some kind of matchup right there. Then we've got UMS Wright will host Beauregard at Irvin S. Cooper Stadium. And then Faith Academy will host Demopolis over at Faith Academy. Yeah. So great high school football game, go to one of those. 4A, T.R. Miller is at home. And I know, Mark, you keep up with that group of people.
Yeah.
And that should be a great game. They play Hanley of Roanoke. W.S. Neal, Hugh Fountain, who's done a great job there at W.S. Neal. They host our buddy Jimmy Perry over at W.S. Neal. That'll be a great game for you to see over in Bruton. And then Mobile Christian, Ronnie Cottrell. Boy, what a great year they've had after having to forfeit four games. They've come back now, and they played a number one seed last night and defeated Houston Academy in Dothan.
And they got Trinity coming up.
Mobile. Granger Shook. They come to Mobile. Of course, B.B. Comer, congratulations to them. They'll host Wicksburg at Legion Stadium in Sylacauga. Clark County, and Mark, he's one of our favorite guys over there.
Yeah.
What a great job he always does. They will host Vincent. And then Leroy in 1A, Leroy will travel to Maplesville. Now, I'm wrong. It is 7 o'clock. All the games are at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, and then traveling, Saraland is going to go to Hueytown, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's where they'll travel to. Saraland's at Hillcrest, Tuscaloosa.
Right.
And then Gulf Shores goes to
Clay Central
to play Danny Horn's Clay Central.
Yeah.
And then Andalusia, Trent Taylor's got a great, great football team over there in 4A. They'll travel to Tuscaloosa to play American Christian.
Right.
I think we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Larry Skoda.
hey, Larry.
His record talks for itself. The person that he is probably twice what his record is.
He's
just one of those type people that is going to take care of you. He's going to be a very considerate person. Doesn't matter good days, bad days, whatever. Congratulations, Terry, from the Skoda family, because we just truly love you.
Larry, thank you so much, and thank you for what you've done for young people your entire life. And
we try to do what God tells us to do.
Well,
and that's all we can do.
Well, thank you so much for that call, and thank you for being a part of this entire radio station. We certainly appreciate you, and your brother has done tremendous. Between you two guys, you've changed thousands of lives, and certainly appreciate you, Larry. All right. What really surprised you last night?
I think the Parker – Clay Chalkville score is the one that jumped off the page at me. There were some other scores. I wasn't overly surprised at Mobile Christian beating Houston Academy.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from Houston Academy. That's just how good Mobile Christian is.
Yeah.
But the Parker score, that's a defending state champion. I thought they were going to be back in the dance. I thought they would be playing for the semifinals to go. I'd never dreamed they'd get beat out in the first round of the playoffs. And Parker, I have not kept up with him. I don't know anything about Parker. All I know is that there is a deep tradition there at Parker High School. It's an old tradition from back in the 70s and 80s, but they kind of lost their way through the 90s. You don't hear much about them. And up until this last year, Coach, I haven't heard much about Parker. And for them to come in there and beat a very, very good Clay Chalkville team was really remarkable.
They got a lot of athletes.
They do.
Mark, they're inner city Birmingham, and they got young men that really want to be disciplined and want to play the game the way it's supposed to be played. And they've done really a tremendous job there. When you look at teams like Parker and your inner city, they don't have all the facilities that everybody else
Correct.
Has got. And, you know, one of the schools up there that has really kind of grown and gotten much better as far as facilities is Carver of Birmingham.
Right.
But when you look at Parker in Birmingham, their football coach is a young guy by the name of Frank Warren. And, of course, being in 6A, they're in Region 5. And that region, for the most part, is a strong, strong region. You got Gardendale. Chad Eads, who coaches at Gardendale, does a wonderful job. Mountain Brook, as you know, Chris Yeager does an amazing job there. And then you got the two inner city schools, Jackson Olin and Parker. And Frank Warren has done a great job there at Parker. And those guys went through the season. You know, they were 6-4. And they get into the playoffs. They play a number one seed in Clay Chalkville. And they play great defense. What they are is tremendous speed. Okay, I think we got a caller too, Charlie. We'll go to the phone lines and talk to the caller. Good morning, caller. How you doing, pal?
Hey, Rick. Barry Gibson. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great,
hey,
Coach.
Barry.
Good to hear you.
You too. Look, I just want to be one of the many well wishers to congratulate Terry on his accomplishment. You know, I had a chance to coach against Terry several times, and you know what really stands out to me about Terry is, and it's been mentioned before, the kind of person he is and just what a great individual he is. I can remember our second year at Spanish Fork. You know, we didn't have any seniors and like one junior on the team. We had to go play Terry, and then they had A.J. McCarron at quarterback, Mark Barron, you know, five or six Division One prospects out there, and we knew what was ahead of us, you know. But what I remember is after the game, Terry saying, you know, Coach, he came up to me in words of encouragement. He said, look, you're building something. You know, keep doing what you're doing. And that really stuck with me, you know, trying to build that program at Spanish Fork. So I just appreciated that. And I just want to congratulate you for a job well done.
Well, Barry, thank you for doing that. And I know that means a lot to Terry. And I want to tell you, we thought about you this week, too. You used to catch punts in practice from a guy that became the greatest punter in the history of the NFL and one Ray Guy, and we lost Ray this week. And I know for all of you guys that were teammates of Ray Guy and spent quality time with him, it was a tough loss for you guys.
Yeah, it was. Sad day for a lot of Southern Miss people, particularly teammates. Ray was just a great teammate. And I go in there as a freshman in 1972, and he just kind of took me under his wing. And when after 2 weeks of practice, they promoted me up to punt returner as a freshman, and then so Ray and I started working out together. He would keep me after practice, and I tell you what, he made me a better player, Rick and Mark, because I felt this way. If I could catch Ray Guy's punts every day, I could catch anybody's punts.
That's right.
In the country,
absolutely.
And so it really built my confidence up, just being able to catch his punts every day. And like I said, it made me a better player. But, yeah, it just broke my heart to hear about Ray, and he was just a – great person and great friend, and sad day for Southern Miss.
Well, Barry, thank you for calling and honoring Terry. I wanted to say this. We've said this, if we said it once, we said it 100 times. You laid the foundation for what was to become Spanish Fork, and without the foundation that you laid, that school would have never been what it has become. And when you put your head on your pillow at night, I hope that you take a great deal of pride in laying that foundation and planting a seed for that program to grow. And now that seed has developed, and they've harvested it, but that seed was planted by one Barry Gibson. And that's the way we feel about it.
And, well, I appreciate that, Rick. That means more to me than you know, brother. And I just appreciate it so much.
You take care.
Take care, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. See you, Mark.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Well, obviously, it was a little – you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so we're good there. But we're going to get out of here in this segment. And we're going to throw it to you and let you do the Camp Grace segment. And tell you what, I want everybody to be in prayer for our buddy Davis Pilot. Boy, just a wonderful man. He and Debbie, just amazing family. Keep them in your prayers, and just know that he loves high school sports and loves what we do here at Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report.
This segment of the Charleston Gas Lanterns Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
You know, as we're talking this morning about Terry Curtis winning, becoming the winningest football coach in the state of Alabama, and you know, we've also talked about how humble Terry is about that kind of thing. And as I think about those, about Buddy Anderson and Terry, and then some of the guys who were chasing, you know, along behind them, and you know, Steve Smith at Piedmont, and there's some other guys that are all in that. As you look at these things, as I look at them, Rick, and I know sometimes, you know, I may not be right about a lot of things. There's some things that I feel pretty strongly about. And one of the things is that all these guys that I hear and watch, Coach Steve Savarese and Jack Wood at Hewitt Trussville when he was, Coach Spence McCracken, you know, all these guys that I remember seeing and watching them coach, all of them had some certain things that I think were important.
Yeah.
As a coach, coaches motivate the athletes they work with by motivating their mind as well as their muscle to improve performance and train effectively. But to do so, the athlete must commit to the embracing the information that the coaches provide because they have a true belief in their mentor.
Yeah.
You know, and if you think about what that's saying is that these guys got to fall into the they need to buy in. That's the words I'm looking for. Buy into the culture that the coach is trying to provide. And the ones who are the most successful, to me, the ones that are the most successful, may not – all of those guys I just mentioned have it. They all have that way of relating to those kids in a personal way.
Yeah.
You know, Buddy, Terry, Steve, Spence, all those guys throughout all these years – not only do they know the game of football, they know their kids. Yeah. They know who they are. They know where they are. They know where they come from. And they're always there to help them become better men and better people.
Absolutely.
Not only on the football field, but in the community and as they grow. Why do you think Terry Curtis has so many guys that are on his staff that played ball for him?
Yeah.
There's a reason. There's a reason for that, because they found something that they loved, and they, you know, and you take guys like Grant Barber.
Yeah.
I know Grant pretty well, and he has a passion for coaching. You can tell by listening to him talk.
Yeah.
And as I listened, I talked with him a couple times this summer, you know, it did my heart good to hear him talk about what he was doing. But there's a reason he's at UMS, right? Yes, I know, Doug, it's because you're there. I get that. You know, that's his daddy. But I got to give Doug – I can't leave that out, or Doug will give me a text message later on or something. But, what a wonderful family that is. And they all get it. They understand what it takes and the drive it takes. But Grant followed along in that same progression and is doing those sorts of things. But they come back to coach with the people that they trust and they believe in. And, you know, as a team, when you trust your coach and what his coaching staff is teaching,
yeah,
that team will go. It will, because you don't second guess. You don't worry. You don't lose it. You know, you don't lose the team at the supper table, as Coach Savarese used to say. You know, you don't lose them there. The team believes in what their coaches are telling them.
Right.
But to do that, and all of these guys that we've talked about, and there are many, many others who don't have great records,
right,
that have done the same thing, but they have taught the kids I care about you as an individual. I care about you as a student. I care about you as a child and a person moving forward, regardless of athletic ability.
Yeah.
I care about you. Those coaches have also eclipsed the greatest victory you can eclipse.
Absolutely.
By being the guy that has changed somebody's life.
You know, Mark, you just made a statement that resonates with me because it's something in our quiet time this week kind of got to me. You know, there's a lot of coaches out there that don't have great records. And there's a lot of coaches this year that aren't playing in the playoffs. But there is a countless number of coaches who are making a difference in children's lives on a daily basis, but their football team's just not winning. And I'm thankful for those principals and administrators that say, this guy is making a difference in our community. One of those guys I like to think I was, one local guy, Kenny King.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't had the records that those guys wanted over there. But what does he do? He takes those kids everywhere they need to be taken. He encourages them. He enriches their lives. And he's a difference maker for the community of Daphne. We know him all over the state of Alabama, Mark.
Yes.
That they don't win. They don't win on a consistent basis, but they win lives. And that's exactly what you're talking about.
That's exactly right.
They're winning lives, and those kids come back to those coaches, and they gravitate to them, and they want to see them, and they want to share with them. We got a young man who played for Terry Curtis here, and today we've been honoring Terry Curtis on Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report. This young man's name is Hayes Harris. Hayes Harris was an average athlete, to say the least, but when he played 100% of who he was. He gave it everything he had. And, buddy, he played on a state championship team. He wears a ring. But you know what he is more than anything? He's grateful that he had the opportunity to play for Terry Curtis. And doesn't miss a Saturday letting us know. When we talk about Coach Curtis, he's a guy that made a difference in his life. There's thousands of them all over this country that played for men who made a difference in their lives. When you talk about Doug Barber, he's just a leader, just a natural leader.
Great leader.
A natural leader. And I know you cut up with him sometimes, but I'm telling you, he's a natural leader. And Terry doesn't fail to mention that. The people in his lives, the Ed Lathans, the Doug Barbers, the Tony Havertz, the people that have made a huge difference in his life as administrators. And he had them at Murphy, too, and at Shaw. But coaches like yourself, Mark, who've given your life, your entire life, to coaching kids and making a difference in kids' lives, you know, I feel for those guys that are not as successful as they want to be. I think about Steve Mask at Pell City. Went through 1-9 this year.
Yeah.
But you know what? I guarantee you there's kids there that would run through a brick wall for him.
Yeah.
Because that's the difference he makes. Ham Barnett's doing that at St. Paul's right now. Didn't have a great year, a record. What do? They go to Montgomery and upset a Carver team.
Right.
And he'll make a huge difference. We had Ronnie Cottrell on today. Makes a huge difference over at Mobile Christian. They lose 4 games in the middle of the season due to forfeit. What do? They fight and they clatch and they crawl their way back into the playoffs.
That's right. And now they're going to make a run.
Absolutely. Wouldn't surprise me, Mark.
Wouldn't
surprise me to see them in Auburn.
No.
And so that's a great, great segue into our show today, what you said about coaches making a difference in kids' lives. And, you know –
And, you know, Rick, before you go off too far, you know, and I mentioned Doug Barber a minute ago.
Yep.
And Doug, and when I was at UMS, he was an administrator. There was assistant middle school principal.
Yeah.
I came into his office one day, sit down. He goes, I want you to read a book.
Yeah.
All right? Just wanted me to read a book.
Yeah.
I'd never been much of a reader. I read that book, and I want you to know, that turned me on to read. I have read probably close to 500 books since that time. And, you know, and he and I would sit in his office and talk about the middle school football team and just share ideas.
That's
you
him.
Know, and I that's Doug Barber, and that's why he's running that school right now.
No doubt.
And
running it well.
Running it well.
Yeah.
And it takes a village, folks.
Absolutely.
It takes a village.
And he's got a soldier under him in Wes Lathan really does
he's
a great
good
job.
Fella.
Yeah, he is a great fella. His daddy was the best.
Yes, he was. Good guys.
Folks, thank you for listening and being a part of this Charleston Gaslanders Prep Sports Report honoring Terry Curtis, the winningest coach in the history of high school football in Alabama. Thank you for listening. Remember this, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. See you here same place, same time next week.